This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 584. Thorough, though, thought, tough, how to keep them straight in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Do you get confused between words like thorough and through? Natives get confused about these too. Find out how to keep them straight today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
What's up, Michelle, on this Wednesday? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, here we are. I'm doing good, Michelle. We're in the middle of August. So, you know, moving right through the month. It's crazy. Summer's going to come to an end soon. I hope you're fully enjoying your summer.
I am. I don't want it to end.
I know. It's been a really good one. But we still have a few more weeks before Labor Day, which is kind of the unofficial end of summer,
right?
Culturally, the end of summer. Yeah.
So we have some more time.
Not
over yet.
So I think this is a good time. Even though it is August, a lot of people are on vacation. Today, we're going to dig into something sticky and tricky. And it's a set of tricky words that one of our listeners wrote in to ask about. And these are words that are even confused by natives because they're so similar in the way that they're written and in the way that they're pronounced. It's just confusing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. These are tricky.
Okay, so if you guys are on vacation now, we want you to, you know, dip into a cafe somewhere, get off the beach and listen to this episode, and then you can go back to your vacation.
Perfect. Good idea.
Okay. So today, guys, you're really going to need the transcripts because it's so important to read what we're saying today just because these words are confusing if you don't see them written. That's a big part of the learning today. So we're offering you guys a special deal on them. We almost never do this. I don't like to discount the transcripts, but today we're going to do it. You'll get a coupon code and you'll be able to get 20% off these transcripts if you buy them before Friday. So you have 2 days. Today's Wednesday. You have until Friday to buy the transcripts. If you type in coupon code 584, that's today's episode, you can get 20% off. So go on over to allearsenglish.com/transcripts, click on the top button to get this week's transcripts, and you'll get that coupon code, that 20% off, because you need them today.
Awesome. Perfect.
Okay. So Michelle, can you read the student's question?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Here we go. Sometimes I get caught with some confusing words. They are through, throughout, tough, thought, thorough, trough, though, trough, right?
Trough. Yeah, that's right.
Throw, and throw. Oh my God.
We're even getting confused here. I know.
I'm reading them all in a row and I'm like, whoa, I'm getting all behind. But okay, anyway, here we go. The written and the spelling and pronunciation of these words are difficult. Even Someone who has studied them plenty of times. I've studied these words already. However, I have mistakes sometimes because of these words. So I don't know what you think about doing an episode to explain the differences between them. That's just a suggestion. As a loyal listener of All Ears English, I thought it would be great to suggest this to you for whenever it's possible. Sorry if I made any mistakes in this email, in my writing. I wish you all the best and just keep doing your outstanding work. Thank you. That is a good question and good. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great.
It's
yeah,
tricky, like, but we'll do it.
Yeah, thanks for taking the chance and asking that question. And as a listener said that he may have made mistakes right there in the question, and we make mistakes reading the question because this is confusing for us too as native speakers. It is very confusing. So that's why we want you guys to go on over, grab the transcripts, use that discount code to get 20% off. But let's jump into it. We've set it up in a series of three sets, okay, where we're going to show you line a couple of words up against each other where you might be making common mistakes, right? Okay. So let's look at first. Michelle, let's look at through mm-hmm. and throughout
okay.
these two words. So what is the basic, what does through mean, first of all? Mm-hmm. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. What does that mean?
That means from one end to the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this preposition could be confusing. It could easily be confused with throughout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And throughout, it means every, in every corner of a space.
Right. So when I was looking up in the dictionary, I saw a good example, not the dictionary. It's english.stackexchange.com. It's a question. Someone asked the question, what's the difference between through and throughout? I had to think about it too, right? Yeah. Because we as native speakers, we use it intuitively, but we don't necessarily know it when we are going to explain the difference, uh-huh. right?
Yeah. It can be tough.
But the example that I found, I think is a good example, right? Mm-hmm. So let's see. So if I say the scream was heard through the house versus the scream was heard throughout the house, mm-hmm. what would you say would be the difference there, Michelle?
Through the house, I would think it's like from the front door to the back door, like maybe in like a straight line, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. The feeling of going in and out and through. Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas mm-hmm. throughout, it's like everywhere in the house, you can hear it. Upstairs, in every corner, in the bathroom, every place.
Right. Or even if I say, you know, I walked through the house versus I walked throughout the house. That's even a better example.
Yeah, I walked through it. It sounds like it takes a shorter amount of time, right? You're just walking in and out.
Exactly. A straight line usually.
Throughout is like, I can imagine if you were looking to buy a house or something and you looked right. throughout the house to make sure, you know, yeah. there weren't any problems or that, you know, maybe you're getting an inspection mm-hmm. or whatever, like throughout everywhere.
I like that. So that's really the difference, guys, that you need to remember. And I'll just throw out a couple of questions for you, Michelle. I mean, Michelle, when you jump on the subway in New York, do you walk through the subway cars to find the best seat, or do you just stay in that one subway car that you walk into?
It depends, but I never walk, if you mean through, like I never walk in that scary little place in between.
That's what I was asking about. Yeah.
That is what you're asking. No, yeah, I wouldn't yeah. do that. That would be terrifying. And I don't know. Are you allowed to do that? I don't even know.
I don't know. I feel like when I first moved to New York, people were doing it all the time, but I don't see it as much anymore.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if you're allowed to do that anymore, but, but yeah, so I don't do that. I might like, run around a little bit before if I have some time, I might like kind of like run up and down, like, the platform to see if I can
find a train with
a seat, but yeah.
Right. You walk through the subway car. You walk up and down the subway car, right?
But then, I mean the platform, then, like outside.
Oh, on the platform. Okay. I see.
Like
I
if
see.
It stopped for a second, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I hear don't that. Walk you got to get the right seat, Michelle. I mean, if you sit next to someone who smells or something, it's not a good ride.
Getting a seat is a luxury anyway. I hardly ever
It's a luxury, depending on what line you're on. What line do you take, Michelle, normally? The subway lines do you take?
Oh, I take a lot. I take the F
train.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I used to take the 1, 2, 3 a lot, but not so much anymore.
Ugh, busy. Gosh.
Yeah.
New York subway. And the thing that I thought was the craziest, scariest thing about New York City subway was that I would see rats scampering throughout the entire subway system, like everywhere. I saw them on the tracks. I saw them in the cars once, in the actual subway cars,
my gosh.
In the train. I saw them on the platform. I saw them upstairs on the street throughout the entire subway system. Okay. So that's the difference there. We're talking about throughout in that case. Michelle, why did we use throughout?
Because in every corner, in every space, not just in every corner, not just like a straight line.
Exactly.
They're rats. They're not going to be in a straight line.
Exactly.
They're running around.
You can't pin them down. They're just rats. They're just disgusting little animals. Unfortunately, I think New York City has a problem with rats. They're it's sort of famous for its rat problem.
Yeah, you know, I don't see it as much. And I feel, I don't know, maybe I'm not paying attention.
Maybe not. Maybe you should pay more attention.
Maybe I should.
Or less when it comes to rats. Just try not to, I don't know, it's ignorance is bliss, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Guys, the best way to make sure you get the maximum benefit from today's episode is to grab the transcripts. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get a professionally done transcript of today's episode. allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Okay, so those are the set of the first two, guys. Through and throughout. Let's move on, Michelle. What's the next set of words that we might get confused? What are we going to look at here?
Mm-hmm. The next one we're looking at is though and tough.
Yeah, and thought. Oh, so it's and three, thought, actually. Yes. Though, T-H-O-U-G-H, tough, T-O-U-G-H, and thought, T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, whoever invented spelling really was trying to challenge us with these three words.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I know. I've had friends make mistakes in text messages between these three words. Like natives make this mistake. I mean, they shouldn't. And
yeah, I feel like I don't see this that much, but I guess if you're texting, like, you know, your finger slips or you have autocorrect on or it
definitely
could happen. Yeah.
That could happen. That's why we should read our text messages closely, for sure. So so the first one, Michelle, what does though mean?
Though is a conjunction, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like in spite of the fact that, or although, right? So though he worked hard on his business, it failed.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So just that's it. Just, I think you guys really, again, need to go get the transcript so you can follow us real closely. Later on, we're going to do a quick role play and you're really going to want them in that case. But that's what though is. And then the next one was tough, right? Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
That means hard or difficult or tricky, right?
Mm-hmm. So Yeah, go ahead.
This test was so tough.
Exactly. Or you could use it to talk about someone who is kind of hard, right? Physically hard or mean, right? The toughest guy in school was a bully.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good example.
Yeah. And then the last one, thought, is just a noun, right? So it's an idea. It's a neuron firing in your head. Okay. So, oh, I thought you were coming to my party, but you didn't come, right?
Well,
Very simple.
Yeah. In that way, it's a verb.
Oh, I thought. Oh, right. No, good point. Well, okay. You're right. Actually, Michelle, good. I'm glad you said that. So it could be used as a noun or a verb. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So thought, past tense is just real easy. The past tense of think or a thought as a noun is what Lindsay said. So like, yeah, I thought you were coming to my party. Past tense of thinks, of think. Oh my gosh. Or that's a great thought, Lindsay. I'm glad you brought that up.
Right. Exactly. As a noun. So that's good. So guys, it's not so much that these are hard to understand. It's more that you need to slow down because when natives make a mistake between these three, it's just that they're moving too fast. They're writing too fast or they're reading too fast. So what you guys want to do is slow down, read them closely, and just understand that if you make a mistake, just correct yourself and move on. Don't get all flabbergasted. Okay.
All right. Should we move on to the third one?
Yeah. So the third is just, we're going to look at the difference between the verb throw, T-H-R-O-W, right? To throw, to move something in the air. And then we have the word thorough, right? Mm-hmm. What does that one mean?
Well, that's an adjective, and that means complete or perfect. Like, in a way, it like makes me think of throughout, right? Complete, like all over.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, maybe it comes from that in some way.
I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, it made me think of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the third is just someone's name, right? So this is something that the student asked in the question. So we're throwing it in there. I don't say this as much, but what is it, Michelle?
Yeah, probably this isn't going to come up as much as to throw something in the air or something being thorough. But Thoreau, I mean, definitely Thoreau. A big name,
especially around here. Henry David Thoreau, big name, Concord, Massachusetts, right? He's the one who wrote Walden. Mm-hmm. And actually out here, we have Walden Pond, which is where his little cabin was, right?
Right.
So a lot of people like to go out there on dates, or they like to go swimming there in the summer. I've actually still never been there, which is so annoying that I haven't been there yet. But I want to go. It's supposed to be really beautiful, actually. Mm. So if you guys come to visit Boston, go out to Walden Pond. It's just half an hour outside of Boston, and spend like a summer afternoon there. It's supposed to be gorgeous.
That
good swimming.
Nice.
Yeah. So we look at the pronunciation between these three, right, Michelle? So it's throw. What's the second one?
Thorough.
And the third?
Thoreau.
Oh. So the stress is on the second part when we talk about Henry David Thoreau.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And throw, like to throw something in the air, is only one syllable. Throw.
One syllable. So that's where we could get confused with these three. It's more in the pronunciation. Okay.
Yeah.
So guys, we've given you three sets of common mistakes. We've tried to break down these words based on where we think you would screw up. And Michelle, let's go into a little role play so we can demonstrate all of these in one conversation. And guys, this is where you're going to want those transcripts. So go on over again, go to allersenglish.com/transcripts. Get to date this week's episodes. Type in the coupon code. What did I say? 584.
I think that's what I said.
Let's double check. Yeah, go to the top. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. 584, you'll get 20% off. Get that before you listen to this role play. Okay. So, Michelle, let's do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So, Michelle, did you finish cleaning the kitchen? Our other roommate said we need to do it thoroughly every week.
I know, Lindsay, but it's so tough. I have been cleaning throughout the entire house all day, and it's not looking any better.
Must be a dirty house.
Yeah, really? Gosh.
I thought it was easy with that awesome new vacuum cleaner we got, though. All you have to do is use a few cleaning products as you go through the big rooms, and you'll be done.
It's not actually that easy, and it's super hot. I want to go for a swim at Walden Pond, and then I'll get back to it.
Sounds good. I'll go grab some stuff, and I'm reading Thoreau, and I'll bring him to Walden Pond, and I'll meet you in the car.
Okay, awesome. See you there.
Okay, so Michelle, let's go back through this and explain to our listeners what we did here and how we use these words differently.
Also, okay? Just so you realize, you just said, let's go back through this, right? So you're saying like from the start to the end.
Yeah, so, I love that. Let's go back.
So you see,
through
guys,
it.
We use it.
That's a good point. So I wouldn't have said let's go back throughout this, because that indicates more space, like coming through an entire space. Go back through it. We're going to go from the beginning to the end in a straight line. Oops, my mic almost fell off the desk here. Getting so excited. Okay. So where did I use the first word here, Michelle?
Okay. Well, you said we need to clean thoroughly every week. This other roommate sounds like a little bit bossy.
Sounds a little crazy. I know. Well, the tough thing about living with roommates is that everyone has a different sense of what's clean
different
and what's
standard.
Not. So that's tricky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So thoroughly, right? So in a thorough manner, fully, perfectly, almost perfectly, and clean it completely, clean it well. Okay. So that's thoroughly. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So the next one.
Okay. I said, I know, Lindsay, but it's so tough. T-O-U-G-H, meaning it's so difficult.
So tough. It's so difficult. Ugh. I hate cleaning, actually. And then you said, I've been cleaning throughout the entire house all day, and it's not looking any better. So again, we talked about throughout, meaning that every corner, we're covering every corner, every nook and cranny.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the next one.
Okay, the next one. I thought, right? So this is thought in the way of past tense of think. T-H-O-U-G-H-T. I thought it was easy with that awesome new vacuum cleaner we got. Leads to the next one. Though, what is this one, Lindsay?
Yeah, though, right? We talked about though. It means, it kind of means but, right? But I thought it was easy with that awesome new vacuum cleaner. If we had put but at the beginning, it would mean the same thing, right?
Right.
And your intonation is important here. So, Michelle, can you say that sentence again using though, using that intonation we would use?
Sure. I thought it was easy with that awesome new vacuum cleaner we got, though.
Right. So the way you kind of drop at the end a little bit is really important when we use though. And that's why you guys need to be listening to native podcasts and listening to native speakers to see how they use it. You can start to mirror that intonation. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And the next one.
All you have to do is use a few cleaning products as you go through the big rooms and you'll be done.
Again, so this indicates more from the front to the back. Go through them. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting though, because I guess if you're saying we're cleaning throughout, I mean, in some ways you could use throughout here, but I think this one is more implying like a quick, like, yeah. I don't know. This one is tough.
This is tough. So there are places where through and throughout could be used interchangeably. Right. And that's tricky. Yeah.
But let's not dwell on it, guys. That's let's also not dwell important, on it. Right? We don't want to go, you know, sometimes it can be used in the same kind of way. So just, you know, listen for it and do your best.
Yeah, just do the. We're just giving you the general meanings. Exactly. And if you guys want to focus in on this more, you will need to work with a teacher. You can't get away with just listening to this podcast, guys, and thinking that you're going to be fluent. You do need to, you know, work with a private tutor, work with a conversation partner, and dig into these concepts a little bit more. Okay. So the last thing I said was Thoreau. So sounds good. I'll go grab some stuff. I'm reading by Thoreau. Okay. So Thoreau, again, the author Thoreau. Okay. Yes. So the two syllables there, Thoreau. Okay.
Perfect. Ooh, I think we got through everything.
Oh my gosh. That was a heavy lifting episode, Michelle, but we got through it. We hope that that was useful for you guys. Again, you need the transcript for today. Type in 584, get 20% off that transcript. Only valid until Friday though. So I'm taking that down on Friday. You'll have to pay full price as of after Friday by Saturday morning. So go and grab that. And Michelle, this has been good. Thanks to our listener who wrote in that question.
Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good day. Bye guys.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.